Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'd like to welcome you to an exciting new series on the Qalam podcast, Quranic Reflections, where all of our instructors here at Qalam share their thoughts and insights, reflections, research in regards to various chapters and verses of the Quran. We hope and pray that this will become a very beneficial resource for people to develop an understanding of the Quran and to come closer to the Book of Allah. If this is of benefit to you, please visit supportqalam.com. Visit supportqalam.com and donate and contribute generously. That is what allows us to continue to do this work and deliver the understanding of Islam to as many people as possible all around the world. Now, go ahead and listen. Please share with family and friends. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. At the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he first received divine revelation, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, which actually was in the month of Ramadan, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم started and began his mission of preaching and teaching Islam to the whole world. Soon thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent more revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after some time of receiving divine revelation, one of the things that a lot of times we do not understand, this Qur'an that we were listening to in Taraweeh, in Salah right now, this is Kalamullah. It's the Word of God. It has an extreme weight and majesty and power and magnitude to it. And it's very heavy, particularly when it first comes down. إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. It's heavy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he started receiving divine revelation, it was so heavy that it was starting to break down his body. And one of the things that we don't realize, one of the greatest favors of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon us is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was like a filter. He absorbed all the weight and all the pressure of divine revelation and then passed it on to us, so that we are so easily able to read it and recite it. But as I was saying, he started receiving divine revelation, the second, the third, the fourth, and it started to weigh on him. And the Prophet ﷺ physically became weak, and he started to get sick. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the revelation for a few days. For a few days, revelation did not come. And the Prophet ﷺ, he became very anxious, extremely nervous. He started to miss it. Because the Qur'an is God talking to you. Revelation is divine light. It's mercy, it's guidance from Allah. And he was benefiting from it so much. And he had become so attached to it, that for a few days when it did not come, he started to miss it. And he started to long for it. And one of the narrations even says he looked very upset. And Jamil, which was her name, she was the wife of Abu Lahab, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ who opposed him. She saw the Prophet ﷺ and she saw that he looked a bit upset. And she said that, I think أَنَّ شَيْطَانَكَ قَدْ تَرَكَكَ. It looks like your demon that was possessing you has left you. Doesn't come to you anymore. Someone else made a comment, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ قَدْ قَلَىٰ عَنْكَ. That your Lord, your Master has forsaken you. And the Prophet ﷺ missed talking to Allah. And that divine light of guidance and revelation, he missed it so much that he started becoming more and more anxious. And finally, after a few days, he said, Oh Allah, I want to receive the divine revelation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Wadduha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the surah in which he starts off by swearing by the daylight. Ad-duha is like 10 a.m. when the sun fully has risen and its rays become very strong and they shoot across the land and illuminates everything. There's no spot of darkness left at 10, 10:30, 11 a.m. Everything is lit up. And Allah swore by that time to let the Prophet ﷺ know that revelation has come again and God shines His light upon you once again. وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى. That night when it had become still, that even at the darkest point, when you thought that there was that's it, you were by yourself, you're never by yourself. Allah is always there and Allah will always shine His light on you. The reason why I bring this up and why I talk about this today is that this is our first gathering like this for Taraweeh in the nights of the month of Ramadan. And we similarly might have found ourselves in the last month or so, the last few months, maybe even longer. We might have found ourselves kind of stumbling around, walking around in the dark, feeling like we had no direction. We didn't know where to go. Maybe we were on our own. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings us to the month of Ramadan. And we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we stand in salah. And we hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being recited. And we're reminded once again that we're never on our own. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always shine His divine light on us. And that this gift and this blessing of the Qur'an and this deen will always be with us. We just have to remember to go back to it. We just have to remember to open our eyes and to look for the light. And the light is always there for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a month of growth and a month of blessing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to come closer to Him during this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to become people of the Qur'an during this month. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins of the last year. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon us going forward. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khairan.